This is the podcast, Filmmaker. My name is Jared Eicher, co-founder, chief creative, and filmmaker at Stageham Entertainment. Stageham Entertainment is dedicated to the development and production of independent entertainment for and in association with distribution partners. We aim to shift perspectives and broaden horizons through stories that touch the heart. In case you were not aware, my documentary Art of the Brew is now streaming. It is available to watch on some of your favorite streaming platforms. Visit stageham.com to see all titles that are currently streaming. That is stageham.com. S-T-A-G-E-H-A-M.com. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. It was October 2022, sitting with a friend, and we had this desire that we just wanted to make a movie. It had been a number of years since the last narrative film I had done, and I was really itching to create a long-form narrative story, or long-form scripted story, to be more precise. So it was October 2022, my good friend, filmmaking buddy, Ben, and I were sitting down talking things over, and we looked at our calendars and just decided, you know what? Let's just put it on the calendar and let's make a movie. There was, unfortunately, though, a small dilemma with this idea, and that was the fact that we didn't have a script. We had dates, we had a passion, and we had no script. Fortunately for me, I had been developing a list of concepts, had a bunch of scripts off to the side. It was really just a matter of, with our resources available and the time we have, what script could we do? So I proposed this idea of doing a very experimental story, and something that I had never done before, but I had been thinking of trying probably before I even made my first feature film. It was this idea of making a movie in a very short amount of time, but also in a fashion that would cater to a small budget, a small crew, but also be very high intense. Like, I see a lot of movies that their approach is to do a lot of dialogue sequences, because a dialogue scene takes up a lot of time and it's very simple to shoot for the most part. Other than performances, a dialogue scene can be almost two setups. You probably want to do more if it's going to be a long scene and you want it to be interesting. But that's the problem, is it's just talking. And I will say probably one of the hardest things to do is write a dialogue scene that keeps you engaged when there's no movement. It's just talking, which is why people like Aaron Sorkin and Quentin Tarantino are so good at these dialogue scenes, is because they keep you engaged throughout the entire conversation. So that was our dilemma. That's what we were running into as far as trying to make a movie, but also not wanting it to be boring. I don't know, that's a subjective thing, but we wanted to make a movie and we didn't have a script. And getting the dialogue down is pretty darn hard, as you can tell. So I had a connection with a distributor. It's an old professor of mine from college, or he was a former professor of mine from college. I'm not going to call him old, because in the grand scheme of things, he's really not that old. He was telling me, and I've heard it from a few places, but action movies are really good to sell in foreign markets or international markets. The reason being is that an action movie, I guess you could say, making a car explode translates the same in every language and every culture. Car explodes, kaboom. Or running and swinging a bat at something translates the same in every language. But when you get to dialogue scenes, they might have some dialect humor in it, or they have a word or phrase that might be interpreted differently in a different culture. That's where your breakdown starts to happen, and it's harder to translate something with your dubbing or your subtitles. All of that stuff makes it a lot more difficult going to international markets. So German to English might have a different translation, or Japanese to Spanish. So for me, it would be English to any other language. But if it's an action movie, your action is pretty much translated the same in all languages. So action movies are great for international markets or selling internationally from your own country. So that was something we were looking at, but with our budget would be really hard to do these big action movies, chase scenes and whatever it is when you're working on a small budget. I have not mentioned our budget we were looking for was a zero budget. We were going to put in enough for food. We had equipment and everything, but we're trying to keep it low because this experiment was to test the streaming markets to see how sustainable things could be and how high of a budget we could go. An experiment is an experiment. We didn't have a script. We had some dates and we knew we needed to do something with action or an easily translated story. With those parameters in mind, shoot date set, that we didn't have a script yet. So we had to come up with something that could be scripted quickly and something that could translate into international markets. I made a list of maybe 10 concepts and I sent that over to my producing partner, filmmaking buddy, Ben, and he read through them and I said, give me what you think your top ones. What's the most interesting of these concepts? Ben took those concepts and read through them and he said, I like this one the best. Because we didn't have a lot of time, I wasn't going to argue with any suggestion he made. I just wanted to know what he was interested in. And I started right away creating a story based off of that concept. The interesting part, and this goes back to this experiment I wanted to do. With scripted movies, you're spending a lot of time hammering out your script, getting the right dialogue and plot points and everything. And you could spend years getting this down. And the faster you can pump out a story or a script probably means the more experienced you are at that stage. I've done it fast before, but then I looked at it and I started doing rewrites and all, trying to get it even better. This is an experimental idea that we wanted to do. So I implemented a version of the Dan Harmon story circle and I started outlining. I came up with a number of different outlines for this story. Finally, when I had something that I thought was good, I put it into an outline, like a beat sheet, and I sent it over to Ben. And he made his comments. And then we eventually worked outline into a script format outline. I have not told you our big thing. This entire story, because we knew we couldn't get the script done in a quick amount of time, we decided that we were going to make this movie improv movie. Everything would be improv. Now, what's interesting is people usually do comedy improv. That's the typical one. Comedy, drama, improv, things like that. We're going for more of an action thriller. And to make matters worse, it became an action spy thriller. So now we've introduced tech. And the biggest thing that Ben and I were working on this story was we had to make sure that the tech was simple. It made sense, and the actors knew how the tech worked. Because when the actors know how the tech works, and it's an improv movie, they're not going to get caught up on the technicalities, or at least that was sort of the thought behind it. So we created this outline, and this outline was a detailed outline of scenes that we were going to shoot. The scenes were broken down with what characters were going to be in there. I had written out their goals, the actions. So every scene, we knew what the character was trying to achieve, the conflict that they were going to run into, and what I would do is I would write a few lines of dialogue just to kind of give them a prompt of like, hey, this could be a conversational element. We made a rather intricate outline. Their outline was about 40-something pages. And then the actors had a foundation to work off of and could go through all of their improv approach. I sent that to him. We created our outline. We created our characters and had this idea, but we didn't have actors yet. So we posted an audition listing and we started auditioning actors. And we were in this time crunch. So every actor's deal was virtual. To make that work, I created auditions that catered to a virtual audition. So they were in conversation with someone in a virtual or a distant location, on the phone with a bomb squad specialist as they diffused a bomb. There's all these different types of things that we were doing just to see how they would respond. The big thing I was looking for during auditions was how descriptive could their imagination go? Could they get really descriptive of what was around them? Have things talk about like their journeys to a location? All of that was what was focused on in the auditions. We found our talent. We had our outline script and we knew we were going to improv the entire thing. But we also had blocked out, get this, 3 days to shoot this movie. 3 days for a feature film. And it could have worked if scheduling of actors was not quite as difficult as we ran into, because you're in a season where people can get sick that don't want to spread things. We're also coming off of a couple years of COVID. And so it was this delicate balance of scheduling people, their availability, and trying to get everything in. So our 3 days ended up being a 5-day shoot, spread out over the course of like 3 or 4 weeks. And it made for some very stressless days, I'll tell you what. I'm used to these 10, 12-hour days where I'm showing up to set, nerves on edge, wondering if I've scheduled everything. And it was very relaxed. The big thing was we had to come up with an approach that we could shoot it quickly and get the coverage that we needed and make it look good. Or at least better than just turning a camera on and doing a play in front of a camera. The approach that we took was we wanted to shoot this movie like it was a documentary. Like my previous movies, if we got 30 setups in a day, we were flying. Like we were going so fast. And we would be shooting like 7-8 pages a day, and that was jam-packed. And for this one, there was times where it felt like we probably shot about 14 to 20 pages in a day because it was improv'd. So the actors were improv'ing. We had scenes that would go like 7 minutes long and we shot it like a documentary because we didn't want to have to deal with all of the different setups. But because of the speed, we could keep like the cameras moving the way it would go and all of that. It could speed up our production. It could keep the story dynamic. And it just felt like it might be a way to go. I had just finished shooting the documentary Art of the Brew. And I had these scenes where I shot, I'm like, this is a great scene. And they only did it once. And I was just running around making sure I grabbed everything. So if the idea was follow the story, and if you miss something, maybe it wasn't that important and we'll try and focus on getting the meat of the story as a documentary. Just so it was an approach that we tried. And that was a few months ago because we've wrapped production. But it's something I might have to be trying more of because it was a unique approach that I kind of enjoyed. But maybe we script it next time. I don't know. The improv approach shot like a documentary was how we were able to get a feature-length movie shot in 5 short, manageable days or 3 very packed days. It's been quite interesting. I'm actually really impressed with this approach. I can't say how it's turned out yet because we're still in post-production, but it's something definitely that I'm going to continue to explore. The next thing we had to do was to actually make the movie. We'll go over that in the next episode of Filmmaker, of the Filmmaker podcast. Filmmaker of Filmmaker, a podcast about filmmaking. I have been your host, if you want to call me that, Jared. And don't forget to check out Art of the Brew, streaming on your favorite platform, most likely. Link below on where you can find that. And I will see you in the next one. See you in the next one. I'll see you coming soon. And there'll be another one where we'll continue this talk about this experimental indie feature. Rate this, like it, all that stuff. And help out the algorithm. I don't know why people say that. Like, if you want to rate it, go ahead. But that's Filmmaker. I'll see you in the next one.